Together. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, O God, for our time together tonight. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are keeping your people in the graces of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. You are our helper, our present help in times of trouble. You are our peace, our joy, our source and resource. Blessed be your holy name, for all is well with us, for your goodness is marvelously manifested in us, with us, through us, by us, and for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. It's good to see you all tonight. Whether it's not cooperating, but we're thankful that we are here and we can seek the face of the Lord together. Praise God. Our theme tonight for our prayer focus is the theme, the prophetic word the Lord has given to us for this month, which is the word increase. Before we begin praying, I'd like to have that video lead us, the video on the word of the Lord for us this month. And then we're just going to just go one level after the other, praying about increase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. June is our month of increase. Amen? We're going to use our launching pad from the scripture passage found in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Luke 2, 52. Where the word of the Lord to us is, and Jesus increased in wisdom, increased in stature, increased in favor with God, with favor with man. That is a very telling word, because it tells us that there can be continuous increase. One of the words the Lord had given to us many years back, and I keep on repeating to us, is never peak. Peaking is not part of God's agenda for us. God wants us to continue to increase. There's no stopping of that. So tonight, we're going to pray about those different things, and we're going to mention different other aspects of our lives where we want to see increase. Amen? And those of you that are listening online, if there is a particular area that you would like us to pray about, just send a message through Zoom, and I'll get it. They have a good way of making me see things, so I'll see it here, and we'll include that in our focus. But right now, let us begin by thanking God for the privilege to be able to ask. He says, ask and you are going to receive. Amen? It's a privilege to be able to ask. So let us pray. Thank you, Father, O God, for the wonderful privilege to be able to ask anything in your name. Your word says, O God, that we don't receive because we don't ask. And when we ask amiss, because we want to consume it in our own lusts. But Lord, O God, today that which we will pray about is not about us. It's about you, about the kingdom, and it's about, indirectly because of that, us. But Lord, O God, for the purposes of the kingdom. So we thank you, Lord, once again, O God, for the wonderful privilege to have access to you. Access, O God, so that we can ask. And see, O God, that which we ask made manifest, because the answer is in you. And since the answer is in you, the answer is in us, because you are the God who lives in us. And therefore, that which we ask, we know we receive, for we pray according to thy will. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the passage says, Jesus increased in wisdom. We're going to pray for increase in wisdom. Wisdom to be able to do the will of God. Wisdom to be able to actualize with a spirit of understanding that which God has imbibed in us, his knowledge, and to be able to apply that which we know efficiently and effectively. Amen? So let us thank God for that wisdom, the wisdom to increase in wisdom. Sophia, that ability in God to move into a higher dimension of spiritual insight and understanding, application of information, obedience to the will and purposes of the Father. Father, we are thankful, Lord, O God, this day for wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the embodiment of wisdom. And Lord, O God, today as we ask for wisdom, and the utility of wisdom. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you being the very manifestation of wisdom, for your word says, O God, Jesus is the wisdom, the power and the wisdom of God. We thank you, Lord, O God, that our connection with you is greatly increased. Our perspective, our perception, Lord, O God, our connectivity with you, O God, is greatly enhanced. Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, O God, that we are in the perfect connection, O God, with the network of heaven. Father, we give you praise, O God, for your authority and for your power. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are correcting every aspect and causing us, O God, to increase, O God, in our perception and understanding of who you are, the understanding of who we are, and Lord, O God, understanding of our environment and knowing, O God, how to position ourselves by the authority of your holy name, and to see the powers of darkness brought down, subdued, humiliated, because of God, your wisdom, Father, shuts down the forces of darkness. We thank you, Lord, that we have been made wise by you, for we have the wisdom of God in us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for supernatural intelligence. Hallelujah. Intelligence that sees beyond the natural. Hallelujah. Oh, rebalaka sonte lebasheke. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for this wisdom, for this wisdom. We receive it. We walk, oh God, in the increase of it. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, increase in supernatural knowledge and understanding, intelligence. Increase of Sophia. Wisdom that is from above. Hallelujah. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Increase our wisdom from above. So, Lord, O God, that our speech is seasoned with that wisdom. Our thought process seasoned with that wisdom. Our actions seasoned with the wisdom of God. Father, we give you praise. We receive your wisdom and we increase in it. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we talk about the wisdom of God, we're talking about being connected with Him, networking with Him. I had a strange experience today, strange for me. I couldn't receive any calls. I couldn't make any calls out. Every call I try to make says, call failed, as soon as I tried dialing out. And as I looked, I noticed I had no network connection. And even though I was by Wi-Fi, still could not connect because I had to have a network. I didn't know how to fix the problem, so I went to the people that I have the network with that I wasn't connected to, and they did a very simple thing, the reset by phone. Just shut it off, restart it, and I was back on the network. Praise the Lord. It was just a matter of a reset. Before we go to the next prayer focus, we're going to ask God for supernatural reset. Because God will not pour new wine into old wineskin. If we want to increase, then there are things that God needs to do in us to help us accommodate the changes that must be for that increase to take place. Amen? So let's just begin to thank God for a supernatural reset that gets us connected in the outpouring of grace so that you and I are fully connected to Him and so that that which God is pouring into us is received. Father, we give you praise, O God, for the reset. A reset in our spirits, a reset in our soul, a reset in our bodies, a reset, O God, in our relationships, a reset, O God, in our finances, a reset, O God, in our intellect, a reset, O God, in our marriages, a reset, O God, in every aspect, a reset in your church that will make it possible for the increase that we desire of you, that you want us to call out for, oh God, to be made manifest. We thank you, Lord, that in this month of increase, Lord, oh God, your increase will be made manifest for us to experience. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says Jesus increased in stature. He increased in stature. He increased in stature. Helikia is a word that talks about maturity, but it's a word that embraces the idea of influence, a presence. He increased in his presence, in his awareness, not only of himself, but of people seeing him. He increased. You can have a lot of things going for you, and if nobody knows anything about it, it will just be the same, same old, same old. But when we increase in stature, it means that there is an announcement about you. There's a broadcast that's going forth about you. So it was with Jesus. Something was happening in him daily. He was growing in his stature, growing in the stature of knowing who he was, and people around him recognizing who he was. The Bible tells us that as he approves John, John was already talking to people about him without him being there. And when he came, he says, ah, that's him. That's the Lamb of God. The one who takes away the sins of the world. That's him right there. That guy was talking about. That same day, God broadcasted from the heavens. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. We're going to ask God to give us that increase in stature where our voice becomes enlarged, our person gets enlarged, our reach is enlarged, our maturity is enlarged, increased, that our lives become more impactful, more meaningful. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the increase in stature. Increase in stature. Increase in stature. Increase in stature. In maturity. Increase in influence. Increase, O God, because our voice is heard. Increase, O God, because, Lord, O God, our impact is far-reaching and continues to be increased. Lord, O God, far and near. Lord, O God, this increase in stature is covering continents, covering walls. Lord, O God, increase in stature that is heavenward, and Lord, O God, increase in stature that threatens and terrorizes hell. Father, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this increase in stature. Lord, O God, that even the mention, O God, of our name, Lord, O God, causes the forces of darkness to quake. Because, O God, the authority of the living God is abiding in us, and it's impacting lives. We thank you, Lord, for this supernatural increase. It is shaking every realm. Thank you, Lord, O God, for this increase that is shattering strongholds. This increase that is causing, O God, the powers of darkness to fall, to flee. Lord, O God, we thank you, Lord, for this stature. Increase, increase in stature. Increase in stature. Increase in stature. Increase in stature. We receive it. We walk in it. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, O God, that this increase, O God, will not only be will not only happen for a time, but Lord, oh God, will happen for times. Lord, oh God, in essence, Father, oh God, it is always happening. There's a continuous move of increase. The word increase, oh God, will not be diminished at any point. But Lord, oh God, this increase, oh God, will continually push back the forces of darkness. This grace of increase, this stature, Lord, oh God, will push back, oh God, everything that the enemy has operated in. Father, in Jesus' name, because Lord, oh God, we are occupying more space. Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Your increase is establishing your purposes, oh God. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on and we're going to pray about increase in favor. Favor first with God. And then we're going to pray about favor with man. This word here, favor, is the same word for grace. It's the Greek word charis, and it's an enablement, an empowerment to be able to accomplish things that you couldn't by yourself. But charis is a powerful word that we all need with man also. It's a root word for the word charismatic. When you say somebody is charismatic, that means they're very magnetic. There's something about them that is attractive. It's that same word, charis. So we're going to ask God for this favor, this empowerment with God as it relates to our relationship with God. And then we're going to ask it as it relates to man. And when it relates to man, it is this magnetic force that pulls people into your life in a proper way, that causes things to flow in your direction, that causes negative voices to shut up. It's a very powerful word. So we're going to pray, God, increase your favor in my life. Favor me. Favor me. Continue to favor me. Continue to empower me, continue to enable me, continue to give me that access. See, when we're talking about favor with God, we're talking about God talking about you in a very positive way. The Lord Jesus Christ says, as you testify of me, you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. I'll confess you before the angels. I'll make room for you. That's favor. When favor is at play, people will do things for you that they weren't planning on doing. And favor comes in all kinds of ways. Favor with God. You see, God works with people. A friend of mine, I've been ministering to. Every time I'm in Toronto, I'll drop by him and chat with him, praying with him. Got very sick. And he was in the States, and his bill, while he was there, was pushing $1 million. Pushing $1 million. He didn't have that kind of money. I talked with him. He said, I remember you praying for me. You're always praying for me. You're always praying for me. Do you know how much he paid? $0. He doesn't know who paid it. It was paid. He had coronavirus in the States. No insurance. Dying. They'd given up on him. As I listened to his testimony, I couldn't believe it. Now that's favor from God. It's favor from God. God revealing himself to him, because God loves people. Today we're going to ask God for this favor that eradicates issues, wipes clean a slate, because God is merciful and is gracious. Just ask God for favor. Favor me. Such a simple prayer. In all the ways that God can favor you, favor me, favor his church, favor our family. Just favor. Father, we cry out to you, God, for your favor, for your charis, your grace. Your divine influence. Over our lives. The grace, oh God, and the opportunity to be acknowledged, to be seen, to be remembered, to be fought for. Lord, oh God, let this grace, oh God, flow richly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out, oh God, for your favor. Favor, Lord. Favor, Father. Favor us. Favor us. Favor us. Favor me, oh God, in every area of my life. Favor me, oh God, in every area that you've called me, oh God, to. I thank you, Lord, for this supernatural favor. To be the one, oh God, that is favored by you. Because, Lord, oh God, your hand, oh God, rests upon my life. Rests upon your servants, oh God. And they are chosen by you. And, Lord, oh God, because we are chosen of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ride in the high places by the authority of your grace because of favor. Lord, oh God, increase favor. We declare, oh God, an increase, oh God, in favor. The Lord, oh God, that the better days and the greater days are always being brought. No matter how high we go, there is a higher level of honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you're making things better and better because of favor. You're making things greater and greater because of favor. You're raising us up greater and higher. Oh, Father, because of favor, in the mighty name of Jesus, we receive favor and increase, oh God, in that favor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll thank God for the increase in favor with man. When you have favor with man, all kinds of things can happen. It is easy to get favor from God because that's his nature. It's another thing to have favor from man. Because man thinks of himself first before he thinks about anybody else. What about me? So when favor comes from a man towards you, you know somebody greater is doing a work on your behalf. That's why you have to have favor with God first before you can have it with man. Because ultimately it's God that will speak. It says, the king's heart is like water in the hands of God. God can stir things in a way that impacts your life supernaturally. Things begin to fall in the proper order. Not because you're trying to make it happen, but because it's just happening. It's just falling in the right place. And you're just awed by the goodness of God. And, wow, I didn't deserve this. How did this happen? Why is it happening? No, just thank God. Just thank God. Because God's favor is being responded to. So when we pray for the favor with man, increase in favor with man, we're going to be praying that God will have influence on the hearts of people as it relates to us, as it relates to you. God will be able to reach to the hearts of wicked men and they will do the right thing for you. And that you don't become proud and think you're all that because favor has come upon your life. And that's where many times we lose it. We focus on the wrong thing. One of the things the Lord taught us was the word Abba or Pata is source. God is our source. The thing about favor with man is this. I want you to get this because there are different levels to this. When we find favor, the Bible says, uses terms like found favor in the sight of. Uses words like they beheld the favor of God on a life. When we're talking about favor, it is not only that you receive it from somebody, but that whoever it is that you see sees favor on you and therefore responds to the favor that's already in you. If they don't see favor on your life, they don't invest in you. Yeah? So they have to have something to believe in you to extend favor to you. You may not look like it yet, but they see something, and therefore they extend you favor so that you can accomplish what you need to accomplish. So when we talk about, we pray about favor here, favor with man, an increase of favor with man, we're going to be praying about God increase not only the favor that's inside of me so that it is seeable, viewable, but Lord, oh God, may I be able to receive favor from people that can extend it to me. They have to have it to be able to give it. They have to have it to be able to give it. If they don't have, they cannot give it. So when we talk about favoring, increasing in favor, this prayer is a prayer that is blessing everybody around you. It's a prayer that is blessing everybody around you because they've got to have it to bring it into your life, and you've got to have it to be able to bring it into their lives. If you want to increase as a businessman, then those that you're getting business from have to have whatever it is they need to be able to bring it into your life. Yeah? If they don't have it, they can't give it. You can only give what you have. So this is a prayer. It's not a self-centered prayer. It's a prayer for you and for everyone around your circle, everywhere you reach. And no matter where you are, favor finds you. Amen? I could use personal testimonies, but let me use Mama as a point of contact for this. It doesn't matter what country we've gone to, somehow somebody is going to give us something. And I'm not saying Christians now. Doesn't matter whether the person is Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or whatever. They will bring stuff to her, show her stuff that is hidden from view. I think maybe you will like this. I think this one is best for you. She'll get things at ridiculous prices. Ridiculous prices. You know, you shake your head and say, what? Well, that's favor. Favor will cause blessings to pursue after you and overtake you. Amen? So let us thank God for that increase in favor that causes things to fall in alignment and gives us a buttress, elevates, establish. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the increase of favor with men. Lord, oh God, let men see the grace and the glory that is resting on our lives and therefore favor us. Let favor pull on favor. Let favor, like a magnet, pull resources, abundance, wealth and riches, power into our lives for your glory and for your honor. And Lord, oh God, let favor, oh God, radiate, oh God, around us, oh God, that everyone around us is impacted by the goodness of God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that favor surrounds us as a shield. Thank you, Lord. Your favor surrounds us. And Lord, oh God, that this is a time to favor us. And we give you praise, oh God, for the opportunity to open doors. Father, oh God, that are just emanating and just showering us, oh God, with favor with you and with men. In the name of Jesus, favor, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the increase, oh God, of favor. Increase of favor. The things, oh God, are turned around, oh God, for our blessing. Turned around, oh God, for our glory. in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that it is so done. Even this very moment, we thank you, Lord, O God, for this increase in favor with man. Lord, O God, this favor is causing us, O God, to move in a very charismatic manner. Lord, O God, this favor is causing us, O God, to be a magnet, O God, to good things. This favor is causing, O God, wrong things to be pushed away from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. You have done it. And favor is protecting us. Favor is prospering us. Favor is establishing us. Favor is elevating us. Favor, O God, is giving us supernatural acceleration and speed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to thank God now for increase as it relates to finances. We're going to ask God for increase in financial resources. Now, this increase in financial resources flows in different ways. Increase in financial resources means that you can have power to accomplish whatever it is that you've got to do with what you've got in your hand. When we embarked on the journey of renovating and changing things around here, we had $0 like that. And when I say $0, I mean $0. Well, God said, do it. And this is the amount that you need to do it. Now, we started. And if it were not for the time of setting up everything and doing every single detail, we would have accomplished it within less than 6 months, maybe 4 months, but because there were so many other things to do, it took a while to do it. Now we accomplished it with the amount that we had. But in reality, they needed no less than $500,000 to about 700 plus the range of cost of things. But I still had the limited amount. And guess what happened? We did it. We did it far much more than where we started from or thought we needed to do. That's increase. The little that you have, like 5 loaves and 2 fishes, feeding the 5,000 hungry. That's one level. The reason I start there is this. Because many times we look at our pocket and we determine everything by what we have in our pocket. And God determines everything that you need to do based on the result that you're going to get at the end in spite of what's in your pocket. He just says, go do this. And you head in that direction to do it, and everything falls in place. So that's an increase of financial power. But there is the increase of finances also, which means that you used to have 10 and now you have 100, or you have 1,000, or you have 1,000,000, or you have 1,000,000,000, or you have 1,000,000,000,000. That's also another level. That's a very linear form of that kind of an increase. So we're going to ask God for increase, financial increase, and financial increase as it relates to power. The power of that increase in whatever form it takes, whichever way it comes, you get what you need to do done. I was doing ministry somewhere, I think it was in the Philippines. And I had this pair of shoes on. And the gentleman next to me had the same kind of shoes. And he tells me how much he paid for his shoes. In the thousands for this pair of shoes. I didn't even pay $100 for mine. He paid thousands, I think about $4,000 or $5,000. They were Stingray shoes. I still have my Stingrays. I'm looking at it, and mine looked better than his. You paid that much? This was financial power. The value of those shoes was what he paid. But I paid way less than that. That's like Mama, you know, getting this pair of shoes. I don't know where we were, in the States somewhere. And I think she paid maybe $10 for them, something like that. Come to find out, the tag price on those pair of shoes was about $2,000. God can do the same thing with financial power, increase in financial power. That means you get breakthrough experiences and enjoying the life without paying the same cost. That's increase. Financial power increase is us paying $60,000 less than the asking price for a house. That's $60,000 in my pocket. It's not visible, but it's $60,000 in my pocket, because that's $60,000 I didn't have to pay out. While there was somebody living in that same house that offered $40,000 more, 2 weeks before, they turned that guy down and was living in the house. And I come 2 weeks later, offer $20,000 less than he offered from the asking price, and I get it. That's power of increase. Amen? So we're going to thank God for financial increase. You get it? All right. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for financial increase. Financial increase. Financial power. A resource of God that is released into our lives as individuals, as a church. Lord, oh God, that we are able to accomplish amazing things because of the grace of financial increase, because favor is released unto us. We are empowered to accomplish the purposes of God. Your word, oh God, is true. Your peace, oh God, present. Thank you, Father, for financial increase, for financial increase, for myself, for my family, for my partners, for our congregation, everyone, oh God, experiencing financial increase, because, Lord, oh God, the impact of grace is upon their lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the capacity to be able to do things in extraordinary ways because of this increase. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God added to his church daily. It says, and the disciples were greatly increased. The believers were greatly increased. We're going to ask God for supernatural increase for our church, numerical increase. And while we're praying about numerical increase, we're going to pray for increase of resources, increase of skilled people, increase of workers in the ministry, increase of those that are surrendered to give into the purposes of God. All of this happens because of the presence of favor. In Acts 2:47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We're going to ask God for this increase. We've asked God for favor, but we're going to ask God for this increase, numerical increase, the kind of increase that releases resources so that there is no lack in the midst of God's people. No lack of whatever kind because of increase. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for supernatural increase, numerical increase, because, Lord, oh God, you've multiplied and brought about supernatural increase to the body, to this your church. Lord, oh God, increase, oh God, in ministry opportunities, and Lord, oh God, people, oh God, to fill those ministry opportunities, resources, oh God, of every kind, skills of every kind. Lord, oh God, whatever it is that is necessary, whatever it is that is needed, we thank you, Lord, oh God, for the increase numerically of people, oh God, handpicked, oh God, that come from all over the world. Father, oh God, chosen, handpicked by you, and brought, oh God, to this household of faith. Lord, oh God, to serve, oh God, as men and women authorized by you to do that which is pleasing in your sight, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for skilled men. Hallelujah. Father, oh God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that even as Solomon had skilled people in his palace, caused the Queen of Sheba to just fall in awe. Lord, oh God, so let it be, oh God, in this household. Father, oh God, that the favor of wisdom, Lord, oh God, releases unto us, oh God, a supernatural grace, oh God, that brings about order, increase numerically, everything, oh God, falling in its proper order for your glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, that it is so done. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are the builder of your church, the church that the gates of hell cannot and will never be able to prevail over. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your authority is established. Your word, oh God, is alive and well, oh God, in us. Oh God, your grace sufficient, oh God, is established in us. Oh, Father, we give you praise. For this is your word to us, increase, increase. And this day we establish, O God, this grace, O God, in this household. We establish it, O God, in our families. We establish it, O God, in our lives. Lord, O God, the flag, the banner of increase is broadcasting now. And it's saying increase, 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 increase. For our voice, O God, carries forth. Lord, O God, there is no stopping, O God, of the word that we're speaking forth out of our mouths. It is going forth, and it is embracing increase. It is establishing increase. And grace abounds. Thank you, Father, that it is so done in Jesus' mighty name. Increase on every side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let's pray for the service coming up this Sunday. God will be here with us. God will meet with us. And that the questions of the hearts and the hearts of various ones will be answered. Those that are here present in this house, those that may be listening online, during the live stream or even later, that there will be answers that will turn their lives around for the glory of God, that the presence of God will not just hover over us, but that it will fall on us in a mighty way, that the glorious presence of God will saturate every part of our person, every part of our body, every cell, every nerve, every corpuscle, whatever it is, everything about us will be saturated, marinated with the very presence and authority of the Word of God, that every sickness, every disease will be burnt off, consumed away, burnt to its roots. We thank God that He continues to give us life and increase. I want to thank God that 40-something years of ministry, and we've only buried a handful, two, of our church members. That is grace. Let that same grace fall so heavy in this house that it will burn up every disease, burn up everything that can be a problem, shattered every stronghold of darkness, remove every limitation, because the favor of God is resting upon us as God's people. Pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, oh God. Meet with us in this house this Sunday. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're going to release answers, oh God, that will bring about transformation in our lives of your people. Lord, oh God, your people empowered by your grace, because your presence so real is bringing restoration, bringing about peace, causing favor to flow richly, causing people to be healed of infirmities, causing your people, oh God, to be filled with insight and foresight, oh God, a wisdom from on high, an intelligence, oh God, that causes them, oh God, to speak with people in high places and to wonder, where did you get this knowledge from? Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, let there be a work, oh God, of grace, oh God, that transforms lives in this house, oh God, this Sunday. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord, the Lord, oh God, that this grace, oh God, is bringing your people into dimensions of supernatural insight and understanding, that's going to catapult them, oh God, into levels, oh God, and dimensions, oh God, that they were not aware of. Lord, oh God, you're well able to do new things. And Lord, oh God, let this Sunday be this Sunday, oh God, that your sons and your daughters will take flight in the anointing of grace that's upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that it is so. Let there be an impartation, a supernatural impartation on the lives of your sons and your daughters. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And finally, let us pray for the concert that's going to be happening tomorrow night, tomorrow evening. The presence of God will be fervent and real, rich, and their lives will be greatly impacted. And those that step through these doors will have an encounter with God. And that the grace of God will shatter the strongholds and the walls of resistance. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every activity that is not of God will be stripped out of lives. That idolatry will be stripped out of lives, that blindness will be stripped out of lives, deafness removed, and that the grace of God will penetrate each life, each heart, and cause men to bow before the living God, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the praise explosion gathering tomorrow. I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that it will be an extraordinary time, a time, oh God, that your people will experience you in ways, oh God, that they've not experienced you before. That the presence of your Spirit will be so real, so heavy, so true. Lord, oh God, that each one, oh God, that comes, Lord, oh God, will be soaked, oh Father, with your presence. That walls, oh God, will come down. Lord, oh God, that hurts, oh God, will melt away. Disappointments, oh God, will be swept away. That everything that is contrary to your divine purpose will be snatched away, uprooted. That things, oh God, that do not belong will die to their roots. As your praise, oh God, is lifted up in this house. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are building your people, establishing your people, and causing your presence, oh God, to penetrate each life in an awesome, powerful way. May your people have an encounter. And Lord, oh God, let it be an explosive time. Blow up everything that is of the enemy. And Lord, oh God, cause increase to come upon your people, upon your church. Bless every minister, everyone, oh God, that's going to be ministering and leading in worship. Leading, oh God, your people in a celebration of praise. Lord, oh God, infuse their lives. Cause their lives, oh God, to be graced with your presence. Enlarge the voice of your people, Father. Enlarge the voice of your church. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. If you've not done so yet, this is the time for that. Let's honor God with your giving, thanking Him for the wonderful privilege He's accorded you to be able to have so you can give. That's a great honor. And at this time, I'd like to have the announcements for the month played. And as you listen to these announcements, take note of each one of them. And we'll let you know when in July we're going to be having a baptism. We're going to have a baptism this July coming, possibly the third Sunday of July, right after the service. We'll have a baptism section. Trust that you had an experience in God today. Know that miracles happen when people receive the love of God. And we trust that you did so.
Oh my, our God is such a good God. I believe what you have heard here today and received from God is going to transform not only your life, but your family, your business, and everything that concerns you. Take it home and don't let anything leak out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Remember, God calls you to be His witness. Preach the gospel. Let somebody know about the love of God and invite somebody else to come share in the wonderful experience you had today. Amen.
Amen. You're all welcome. Yes. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your enemies. We all are loved by God.
Yes.
And transformed by His power.
Amen.
Shalom.
We love you. Thank you.
It's about to happen. STO Global Concepts presents live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Praise Explosion, featuring Tosin Aloe, Deborah Lawani, Bisola Crown, and Bunmi Praise. Other artists are Nicolette Kiji, Esther Olatunji, Lindsay and Ban, and Dr. Henry Ban. There will also be drama, dance, spoken word, and many more. Date, 25th June 2022 at 5 p.m. Venue, Glory and Peace Church International, 1296 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Red carpet starts at 4 p.m. Praise Explosion. Don't be told.